what I might have missed had I been texting. My hand, wrist deep into jacket pocket, searches for a bookmark to turn over to a chatting customer. Then, that oddly human experience of being able to sense many things all at once kicks in, and I realize that the pocket is in reality a time capsule, filled with interconnecting, disparate bits of history, the history that is part and parcel of my minuscule life. From the innards of the jacket, I pull forth a rumpled, sticky note, part of a napkin on which are scrawled earth-shaking notes that must be preserved, a dum-dum wrapper, cherry, one plastic toothpick, bent, three semi-shiny pennies, a ticket stub, Doc Severinsen concert, and three bookmarks. I hand over a bookmark, my business card, but quickly retrieve it because I see handwritten haiku on the back. I replace it with a clean bookmark and repocket the paper cuneiform. I won't bother you with the contents of the other two jacket pockets and the four pockets of my trousers. Troves. Later, I become aware that my bookshop is one big pocket of ongoing experiences melded with tiny and large mementos of what the past contains and what the future might bring. Reaching into the shop, here's what is going on right now in memory and metaphor. One deliberative and unspotting customer is fragranced with powerful perfume and powder, his long multicolored fingernails clacking at the smartphone screen. Two Timequake skateboarders gaze up, down, and around in awe of the books and doodads. A happy flower child, straight out of a time machine, purchases Saint-Exupéry. One customer, devoted to G.K. Chesterton and H.G. Wells, exits the store, beaming down at his cradled books. A no-read, as in I never read books, tag-along wife, waits patiently for her World War II collecting spouse. Several different millennials wander around, unable to caress a book, but eager to text. A South African tourist says his kids could not understand why he would mail them a postcard instead of simply texting. They did not realize the card itself is a gift of love. Somebody who knows me but whom I don't know merrily relates true anecdotes but leaves unidentified. The flower child talks with the jolly guy about Ray Bradbury's Dandelion Wine, which she is purchasing. A senior games photographer buys one biker hat and several photo books. One table tennis champ buys a Kellerman mystery. One man scouts and scours the shop, diligently filling his "I ought to read these" list. By now, you may be as overwhelmed and delighted as I am at all the splend of humanity and ideas and emotions. One good thing about being a metaphor hoarder is that I never run out of people and ideas to write about. All I have to do is reach into a pocket or a corner of the bookshop. There I will always find reminders of where I have been, where I am now, where I could wind up. There I will always find evidence of life, with its curious mixture of loathing, laughter, loving, languishing, lollygagging, lashing out, lullabying, and those are just the L's. I am forever grateful for the things I do not miss. I am always wondering what I do miss, and I look forward to digging into a pocket or two to see what messages I sent to myself way back when I was an earlier version.